Beloved, the Father of Lights is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Noah's excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Father, we are grateful. Lift up your hand and thank him for the songs of joy, songs of gladness, songs of immortality, songs of praise, songs of renewal, songs of strength, songs of might, songs of life. We are grateful. We are among those that are singing the song of life. We are among those who are chanting your love upon our lives. Thank you, Almighty God. Your grace we see, your blessing we uphold. Your blessing has helped us, your blessing has stabilized us. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for what you are doing in our days and in our times. Though it's alarming, though it's dreadful, though it's threatening, though it's fearful, but in all of this you uphold us, we thank you. Our Lord, our strength, our God, our hope, our salvation, we thank you. The King of righteousness, the King of glory, the one who gives life, the one who gives blessing, the one who gives eternity, the one who gives immortality, the one who gives riches, the one who gives glory, the one who gives honor, the one that never leaves us behind. We are grateful, Lord. We are thankful. We are joyful in your presence because you are our hope. You are our life, you are our strength, you are our might. In you we live, in you we walk, in you we have our entire being. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you for being our might. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our husbands. Thank you for our wives. Thank you for all our relations. Thank you for every member of this church. Your presence is in the midst of us. Lord, we give you praise. We worship the King of glory. We adore you, Lord. Holy Spirit, the teachers of teachers. Holy Spirit, the instructor of those who instruct. Holy Spirit, the one who disciple us. Holy Spirit, the one who brought us unto Christ. Holy Spirit, the one who will present us unblameable, uncorruptible. We depend on you. We rely on you. Speak the word of life. Renew our heart. Renew our faith. Let this life be kindled in us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, O God of glory, that the plague that is ravaging the world will stop. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, death will not move near us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, pandemic will not move near us. In the name of the Lord, we stand upon the word, upon you, the word of God, that says when men are casting down, we will say lifting up. When men are, thousands are falling, but we will stand in upright. Thank you because you fulfill your promise of life upon us. Blessed be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, dear Father. Let the Holy Spirit take over. Take over. Take over. Holy Spirit, take over. Take over the heart of men. Take over our ears. Take over my lips. Take over our walk. Take over our meditation. Take over. Bring down the spirit of forgiveness. Bring down the spirit of reconciliation. Let your word reconcile us. Let your word replenish us. Let your word bring us into the place of holiness and purity. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to walk in faith like Abraham did. We want to walk in righteousness like Jesus did. It's only Holy Spirit that can help us. We seek for your help today. Those that are falling, Lord, cause them to stand. Those that are yet to stand, Lord, bring them all. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, those that are standing, Lord, let them not fall. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor and his wife, for this privilege to bring the word unto the people of God. I want to also appreciate all our pastors, Pastor Ogidon, Olusola Ogidon. I thank God for your life. I just thank God for your life. Praise God. Pastor Dele Olubi, thank you for the good work that you are doing. Pastor Jemilun, we appreciate your fellowship. Your friendship is an encouragement to us. Thank you for being our friend. We appreciate you and your wife. Praise the Lord. I also want to thank God for my wife, who is my teacher, my pastor at home. She has my key. She's the only one who came me almost every day. Praise God. Thank you for being there. Hallelujah. The book of Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. Can you project it for us, please? Or our projector is not working again. Hallelujah. Now the Lord has said unto, Now the Lord has said unto Abraham. Okay, good. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken him, and Lord went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know what has informed or what had informed Abraham to leave a popular and prosperous home with his family, where he had enjoyed joy, gladness, prosperity, and riches, blessings. Mesopotamia was one of the most developed nations in the days of Abraham. It was a place of commerce, a place of industry, a place that was thriving so well. And God asked this man to depart from his comfort zone into an unknown place. When God was even speaking to him, he did not tell him a specific. There was no land specific that God has told him, I will show the land which I will show you. What is the antecedent that God has done such things before? What is the reference? What are the things that Abraham can lay hold upon that inform his departure and obedience unto the word of God? So many times we preach about the faith of Abraham, and we never ask ourselves that what are the things that generated the faith of Abraham? Because the faith of Abraham was not predicated upon Isaac alone. Praise God. That was not the takeoff. That was not the starting journey of the faith of Abraham. The faith of Abraham started right inside the book of Genesis chapter 12. But there must be something that must have informed Abraham, that must have, assured Abraham that yes, he was hearing God and he was not hearing any other person. There must be something. Now listen, I want you to know the antecedent of faith. That's the topic of my message. The antecedent of faith. Faith has an antecedent. Every one of us that operates in faith or that we walk in faith must have an antecedent for his faith. Praise God. Shout hallelujah. So the faith of Abraham
is not without an antecedent. The faith of Abraham is not an abstract faith. It is not fiction. It is not just an imagination. Though he heard from God, praise God, though he heard from God, we know that faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. But much more than that, there must have been a lot of people that form an antecedent for Abraham, who must have heard from God, obeyed the voice of God, and have success for the action they took upon the world. Praise God. So I want us to critically look at this issue of antecedent of faith, because if we call ourselves men of faith, we might make a wreck of our faith without the pros and cons of what defines faith. Faith is not abstract. Faith is not human imagination. Faith is not strength of man. It goes beyond the wisdom of man. Faith is not intelligence. It's more than being intelligent. It's not about being intelligent. That's not faith. So faith, first and foremost, must have an element of an antecedent before faith could work for those who want to operate in faith. Often and again, we call God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. Is God exclusively for them? Do they exclusively own God as their own person? So for me, I feel that the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob is more of relational than, is a relational that is faith-based than what we see today. I don't know whether you understand. I want to say this because I know it will offend a lot of people who are very, very religious. Now, when we say God of Abraham, God of Daddy Adeboye, is good. God of Daddy Kumuyi, if you call him Daddy, or God of Bishop Oyedepo, is good. But is it exclusively for these people? Is that same God not your God? Why is it that we hold God to them? Why do we hold God to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob alone? The Bible says that God is not the God of death, but is the God of the living. So, what about those of us that are alive today, that are physical, are present? Can we boast that God is our God? Now, God can only become our God when our relationship is faith-based. Praise God. God can become your God. He can only become your God when your relationship with him is faith-based. If your relationship with God is not faith-based and is based on something your senses, your five senses can relate with, he can't become your God. Those people that we have mentioned, the fathers, they don't walk by their senses. We've just read from the book of Genesis chapter 12 now, and we saw that if Abraham was to move by sense, by wisdom of man, by understanding of the time, he wouldn't live. He won't live. So, his outing to ordinary man, to mortal man, is an unintelligent outing. His obedience to a mortal person is an unintelligent move. How can you leave your kindred? Praise God. Leave family. Somebody said that it was Terah that God first minister to. There was no such record in the Bible. We didn't have that record. Or if the scholars have seen the record, please, quickly correct me. We don't have that record. It was Abraham that we had that God spoke with. But because it's difficult for his father to leave him, and because of his obstinate, is obstinate to listen and to hearken to the voice of God, he said, I am going. Don't forget that Terah has just lost his son. Praise God. So he cannot afford to lose another one. So he said, okay, if you must go, I will go with you. If you must, it's so easy to leave your kindred. And you can imagine, because of waking feet, Do you understand? I just want you to imagine it. Akura is thriving than Meduguri. Akura is peaceful than Meduguri. Because you need to, before you call the God of Abraham, you need to understand who this Abraham is. You really need to understand him. And I will ask, am I hearing God? Of course. If I share with Pastor, Pastor will say, go and pray again. I didn't send you. Go and pray. Just make sure that you hear God. Do you understand? My wife will say, okay, we will stay back. We'll be praying for you here. Listen, that was the story of Abraham. And so, Sarah said, you won't go alone. I will go with you. I have to go with you. And they departed because you can't leave your kindred. No wonder the God of Abraham was... why God could not say, I am the God of Abraham. God himself said, he said, I am the God of Abraham, your father. Praise God. Because his relationship with God is faith-based. Faith is about giving you a hard trial that may be difficult for a mortal man to cope with. Faith is asking you to do what is stupid to the ordinary sense. Faith is not believing God for a house. Hello? If faith is believing God for house, then the faith of that brother that gave the testimony of car is a good faith. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Because I want you to understand, I'm not saying that it is wrong to believe God for house. But he was believing God for car when he had nothing to use to buy the car. That's faith. Praise God. Faith is not based on what is in you. Faith is not based on what is in your hand. Faith, though, like I said, it's not abstract. It must have an antecedent. And so, I want us to look at the antecedent of the faith of Abraham, so that we will understand why our faith must have root. If faith does not have root, faith won't work. If faith does not have antecedent, it won't work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we can see that Abraham, Jacob, Isaac are not the only, and of course, the faith of Jacob, Isaac and Jacob is rooted to who? To Abraham. The faith of these two people have an antecedent in the faith of their father. So, who is the disciple? Or who discipled Abraham? Who discipled him? What was the generation of Abraham to Adam? Because we need to look at those things serially and have an understanding that somebody has discipled him. Praise God. Of course, the fathers, people like Abel, people like Noah, people like Enoch, people like Adam, were the disciples of Abraham. Praise God. Now the disciple of Abraham, he must have had the story of how God called on Enoch. I am going to destroy the entire world. Build me an ark. And he gave him the description of what the ark should look like. Praise God. And for 300 years, there was no drop of rain. And yet, Noah did not stop for a while. He kept on constructing the ark when there was no rain. The rain came later. Yes, eventually rain came. Rain turned to flood. Flood turned to destruction. Destruction turned to annihilation. And there was nothing left upon the face of the heart anymore. Praise God. He must have had that. He must have seen it play out again and again. Even though Abraham was not alive then, but the story must have been handed over unto him. He must have also heard about the sacrifice of Abel. Praise God. The book of Genesis chapter 4. Please, quickly give me Genesis chapter 4. The sacrifice of Abel, was it? Go to verse where Abel is. In the process of time, just look, I think it's in 4. Forward. 3-4. 4-3, okay. Look, he said, and in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering. Please take note. In the process of time, where do they know that God needs an offering? Adam must have told them. Adam must have told them that, see, I would have been a dead person, but for the offering of God. So, we see that their faith was rooted to God. From God to Adam, who accepted the offering of God. Adam would have said that, God, we are pleased with the leaves. We can take care of ourselves. After all, he has just taught the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They can invent. Do you understand? Tree is a person. There are two trees in that garden. And they are symbols of men. Tree of knowledge of good and evil. Tree of life. They are men. They are all disciples. They are all teachers. They are instructors. So the tree of knowledge of good and evil can teach Adam invention. How he can invent what? Who taught him how to sue leaf? Do you understand? It's that tree. And no, don't let him see your nakedness. There is a way out. Satan will always give us counterfeit. Please reject it. We must learn to reject it. He said, so that thing, cover yourself. And he taught him quickly. He has sewed it and he covered himself. Praise God. So when a better offering came, he received it and he noticed that this one is far better than what he was putting on. He handed over the story to who? To his son. Cain and Abel. That is second generation. He offered the story. So it was instructive. When we saw Cain in the process of time, Cain is not crooked. It was not the offering of God. It was not the offering of Cain that angered God. It was his heart. Praise God. It was his heart. God was not angry with his offering. He gave what he had. Or what he had. But he needed not to be angry because an offering is accepted. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, what God needed to have, what God wanted, is what Abel gave. He gave what God wanted. And God was doing, no, he's not, he's more than yam. Thank you for this. He was not angry. If God wasn't angry, he was angry because the offering began to generate into anger, malice and hate. And God said, sin. If you look at that scripture, he warned it. God warned it. He said, sin is at your door. You can deal with it now. Sin, sir. Yes. You should do it. Deal with it. Sin is at your door. He told it. Sin is at your door. I'm warning you. Sin is at your door. He said, but did you make me my... He was even angry with God. Am I my brother's keeper? Why are you asking him? He was still angry. And in spite of that, he went ahead and slew his brother. So it wasn't the offering of Cain that God did not like. But it was his attitude and his anger that God hate. But we saw Abel So when he was given, look at the description of the offering that he gives. Look at it. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Verse 4. I love this. Abel also brought of the firstborn. That's prophetic. That offering was what? Was a prophetic offering of his firstborn, of the firstborn. Well, because God is going to, is placing before God the need for God to bring his firstborn to the earth as an offering for sins. Praise God. He's telling them the need. That reminds God. That put it into the heart of God. He said, yes, this is a prophet. This one understands my plan for future. He understands my plan for tomorrow. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock. Firstborn of his flock. He has many of them. God has many of them. He has angels. The book of Hebrews chapter 1 said, among you who at any point in time has been called the Son of God. If you go to the book of Isaiah, you say, who will go for us? Nobody was ready. It was an open invitation. If angel had gone, maybe God would have said, okay, go and try your luck. But God, throw it open. Who is going to go with us? Who is going to go for us? Who is going to save the world? Nobody except Christ that will rise up. But Abel saw it from the beginning. And he demonstrated it as an offering. This is the person who discipled Abraham. This is the person who taught Abraham on how to give offering and tithes. Because what he did here is a combination. He said, the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. Please give me KJV. I don't like this new KJV. KJV. Oh. You know what I want in this church, too? KJV, KJV. Ah, Jesus is Lord. Okay. It's okay. So, and the fatling of his flock, a total beach. The fatling. He looked at it. He must have used prophetic eyes to measure it. Okay, which one worth 10% among these? Praise God. Are you? Which one worth 10% among these? And he looked at the one, total beach. Maybe there's a lot of kwashiorkor there. There's a lot of, there could be. We don't know. But the Bible said the fatling, the very one that is very, very fat and huge. And he gave it unto God. Abraham must have learned from Abel. So it was not David, it was an antecedent for Abraham to place offering before God. It was an antecedent when he met with Melchizedek. Do you know this? It was Melchizedek that named him Abraham of God. He changed his surname from Terah to God. He said, blessed be to the Abraham of God. Can you find it? Blessed be to the Abraham of God. Abraham of the Most High God. Yes. Blessed be to the Abraham of the Most High God. Chapter 14. Verse 19. Can you give it to us? And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of God Most High. The one who possessed the heaven and the earth. So, in other words, Abel recognized that whatever it is, God owns it. Abraham also learned from Abel that if Abel could do this offering, and even his blood was speaking on the ground, if I have to give offering of Isaac, his blood will still speak again. It's antecedent. He had antecedent. He was not doing it blindly. Many of us who walk in faith, we think that we can walk faith by sense. No, faith is not a sense thing. Faith, that's an, do you have someone who have done it before in the scripture? Can you relate with it? Are you in his position? Are you like him? Can you walk, do you walk like him? Do you behave like him? Do you live the way he lived? Are you so relational like he was relational? Are you so committed like he was committed? You don't say God of Abraham is your God when you don't have the life of Abraham. It's very important for us to understand this truth so that we will not wreck our faith. Faith could wreck our faith. I don't know whether you understand that. Faith could wreck our faith. There is the faith. There is faith. Faith has capacity to wreck the faith. Because you just say, oh, no. Let me tell you what happened. Let me just share this experience with you. Recently, when my head of school was sick, of course it's a witness, I prayed. This man must not die. This man must not die. I prayed. I wake up early in the morning, sometimes 2 a.m., and I will wait on God, agonizing. I will mention her name and so on and so forth. I did that. Well, I was not angry with God because of her death. I said, well, thank God, she has gone to rest. But when my niece was sick, and I was close to pray for her, and Satan said, what about the prayer that you pray for? I was down. He said, you want to pray again? The one you pray for your HOS, did God answer? Who the hell you are? I was down. Then I now remember all kind of vigil, all intercession, all crying and weeping that I went for this woman. I said, it's true. God did not answer. I said, and my niece was saying, that they pray. I can't pray. And I started crying in the hospital. You know what he said? He said, am I going to die? I said, no, you are not going to die. I said, you are not going to die. You are not going to die. But guess what? I have anticipated. I said, no. God is the God that answers prayer. I have won him as my God. I remember that I used to call him the God of 2015. Who did great miracle for me when I was not expecting miracle? Who bailed me out of my predicament when I was in mess? I remember it. And the faith began to rise up again in me. Praise God. And the praise... Faith must have antecedents. It must have antecedents. Without antecedents, there is problem. And as I was saying that, there was this holy anger that placed on me. And I said, Abro, remove the oxygen. And she removed it. I said, you are not, I was not. Do you know that when I came back, I was thinking that I must have had COVID. Because nobody knew. Nobody knew what happened. And I draw her close to myself. And I said, receive the breath of life. I begin to breathe into her nostrils. Receive the breath of life. You are not going to die. I'm not losing you to any death. I said, death, you have lost the battle over this world. Because God has reminded me that he's the God of the living. And he did great wonders in my life when any time I pray. There might be an occasion when I pray and he did not answer. It's not as if he did not answer. He knew what is good. But this one is living. Praise God. Faith must have an antecedent. Without an antecedent of faith, we will make the wreck of the faith. Satan wanted to make wreck of the faith. You can imagine if the Holy Spirit did not tear me up and reminded me of what he did for me. I would have been discouraged. This is what happened to Tai Solarin. Tai Solarin, they were twin brothers. They were good Christians. When the brother was sick, Kende was sick, and of course the mother was also in the church, was almost living in the church. And Tai Solarin was almost one of those lay leaders in the church then. And he said, God, help my, and of course he said, I will not go home until my brother is healed. Unfortunately, Kende died. So when he died, he said, there's no God. That's why that man died an atheist. He died an atheist. Faith wrecked is the faith. Praise God. So we must have an antecedent. that's why I frown at people who always pray without scriptures. Who are you praying to? You don't pray with knowledge. You don't pray, God, heal me. What is your relevant evidence? The book of Hebrews chapter 11. Let me show you something. Hebrews 11 chapter 1, verse 1. Look at this. Hebrews 11. Please, when my time is up, let me know. Hebrews 11. Quickly now, please. Verse 1. I'm not going to depend on you again. Now, he said, now, look at this. Now, faith is the substance. The word substance, the material of the same kind. You read science, sir. Abi? Faith is the substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You hope for something, but it must have a substance of the same kind somewhere. Faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence, the proof that God has done it before, the proof that there is a production of that. If you look at the issue of faith, it starts from God. It starts from God. And it was going on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Though you have not seen those things, but there is an evidence that God has done it for somebody. Acts chapter 10. Let me show you something in Acts chapter 10. Let me quickly look at it. No. Sorry. Please just give me time. I need to show you this. Verse 34. Look at verse 34. 34 to 36. He said, then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no what? I perceive. He said, I can now see it, that God is not a partial God. I perceive that God showed no partiality. He's not partial to Abraham. He's not partial to Abraham. He's not partial to Adeboye. He's not partial to Oyedepo. He's not partial to Pastor Seyi. He's not partial to any of us. What he has done for any of us, he could do much more better. If you walk in the same way, you do the same thing, you have the same mindset, but in every nation, whoever fears him and walks righteousness is accepted of him. God is not a respecter of person. But that faith that you are operating must have an antecedent. Now, the antecedent is not because somebody believes God, he has it. Hello? It's more than that. But God, you are not a respecter of Abraham. What Abraham did, I did. The way Abraham walked, I walk. I am an obedient person. I walk in obedience. Why will you do it for Abraham and he will know you won't do it for me? If he does not do it for you at that particular point in time, he has something huge and big. Praise God. I was begging man for a very small, tiny land behind my school. Kosi Godi will be my son. Naturally, in Bavera, he will go to 200. In fact, on a good day, if you want to help him, I was prepared. I said, let me buy it for 1 million. He said, I need it. And he was deliberately wicked. And I prayed and prayed. I prayed. I said, God, my own need it. And truly, I need it. The water log is disturbing my compound. I want to walk on the land so that the land could. I begged and begged. I told him, I gave him reason why he should. I said, I begged this man in Wuna. I never knew God had something huge. I thought he didn't answer. Praise God. God has something huge for you. He has something better for you. He has something wonderful for you. Because you have walked in faith, that faith will not fail you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know that you must, the leg of your faith must be based, must be rooted on antecedent. Antecedent is precedence. Antecedent is precedence. He has done it for someone before. Praise God. If I want to call God of Oyedepo, if I want, then I look at what he did. One of the work that he did that I loved most was when he was a servant, when he was a youth copper. And this man said, I'm going to dedicate the whole of my Alawi to build a church in the community for the whole year. Ewalolon will bless him. He doesn't have anybody who gives, and he was living by faith, but he all his Alawi. When he was building the church, he would climb the palm tree. How many of you are Solomon called to come and walk in the church? And you said, I have code. And tomorrow you now say God of Abraham. You are not yet serving the God of Abraham. You need to put more effort onto your faith. Because faith must have work. Faith must have work. It must have precedent. It must have an antecedent, and that antecedent must be balanced. Don't look at what God did for somebody, you are covetous. Your faith has become the book of James chapter 1. He said you ask, you receive not, because you ask in what? Amiss. He said you greed. You covetous. You are coveting something that you don't work for. Do something that you know that God of Oyedepo. God of Oyedepo. Do you know what Oyedepo went through? Adeboye went through? How many of you can work for a little pastor for years as a dean of a department? How many of you can do that? Ani baba yo kawe iniko. The man told a story that amazed me. He said he usually minister to interpret for Baba Adeboye. One day, Baba Ayakundayomi. Now one day, another pastor was to minister. And the man called him to come and interpret. He said he did it with anger. He was so angry. Look at this one. You are referring to Lele. He said he interpreted for 1 hour and he was angry. That he could not even remember what he said because of the anger in him. And until before he used to see things, he was not seeing anything. Again, he said before the message, he knew what they are going to preach the following day. It was God. God was blind. I now say, God, kilo shele, mi ori no mo, oni a oti she. And God took him to. He said, draw yourself here. But the day you show pride, He said, now wipe it off. The day you show pride, I wipe you away like this. That's my servant that you interpreted for. How many of you can interpret? We are like him. We are like him. We have that same heart. Praise God. Well, your generation is blessed. I won't say more than that. Your generation is blessed. See, listen. When we were, I love what, where is that? So, no, not Solomon. Mike. I love what Mike and Did you, why don't you include Pharaoh and me among your circles? Why don't you mention his name? Eh? Bredo. Don't call him Bredo again, no. Call him his real name. I love what you are doing. That was what we did in our time. When you were saying it, I was elated. I said, Mommy, this is the life we live then. We move from house to house. No wife, no children, no nothing, nothing. If it's a basket, Lamason. If a Lamajamale, I rode a jam. Even when we marry, we continue. To the extent that even when Pastor was going for honeymoon, all of us followed him. Can you imagine that? Because it's so difficult to detach. And you can see anger in the face of the wife. We don't even look at her face. That was, but do you know that almost all of us are standing till today? Almost all of us are standing today. Why will you not pick friends among the church? Under G. You're doing under G. That's the reason why you can't be friends among the brethren. Any old Lord and church, you only just also before me. Because you don't want to be exposed. Henry, it touch you. Praise God. Why can't you pick friends? Have friends among brethren. Why will you? The Bible said that what has light got to do with darkness? What fellowship would a believer have with an unbeliever? Separately from among them. Before you call him the God of somebody, please look at the life that somebody lives. And I pray that God of heaven will help you. The God of heaven will help us. Lord, we are mortal. You are immortal. We are asking that you impart your mortality upon our soul. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will quicken our mortal body. You will make us to live a life of obedience. We will not live a life of rebelliousness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will have evidences for our faith. We will have proof and results that indeed you are our God. Especially at this season of cast down. Lord, things will take shape for us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we stand upon the promises of God that say, when men are saying, cast down, then we will say, lifting up. We are trusting you that many more will still come for testimony of lifting. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, those who are going through depression, the Lord will quicken your heart. Those who are going through discouragement, the Lord will encourage you. Those whose business are not thriving, your business will begin to strive. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who have argument in their marriages, that argument we see in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bring unity back to the body. The unity of body. In the name of the especially in power and glory tabernacle. In the mighty name of the help us. We need your help. We cry for help. We cry for help. We need help now. Lord, help each family. Help individual. Help our soul. Help our spirit. Help our body. Let there not be a record of death. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many may fall at our right hand. Thousands at our left hand. With our eyes we will behold. But it will not move narrow. This is the promise that you made for us. We stand upon these promises. Because we are the believer of your truth. We are the worker of righteousness. Lord, we will have results of this at the end of this pandemic. That the Lord has been with us. We will count ourselves. And no one will be missing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Give you praise, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocesis every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.